Now, the Reba Sterling Prize for Britain's best new building will be announced next week in a live programme here on the BBC News Channel. Cambridge's Central Mosque is on the shortlist. It's a building with an emphasis on sustainability. Well, with me is Dan Thomas, project manager and one of the trustees at the Cambridge Central Mosque. And I'm also joined by Liberal Democrat Councillor Lucy Nethingsa, leader of Cambridgeshire County Council. The council is part of the UK 100 group of local councils which have pledged to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Thanks so much to you both for joining us. Dan, can I just stop with you? You're a trustee of this mosque. When we say it is sustainable, what do we actually mean by that? What do you mean by that?
I think it's the word sustainability is often used to just reflect the fact that it's an energy efficient building. And I think in this instance, it absolutely isn't. What they've tried to create and what we've tried to create over the last 10 years or so is a building that is truly sustainable in terms of the way that it operates, in terms of the fact that it'll be there for generations to come. But in respect of the energy usage and the function of the building, it's something that is relatively self-sufficient and leaves a very little mark on the environment in terms of carbon usage and consumption.
And Lucy, obviously creating new buildings allows everyone to think about these sorts of questions. Is it expensive?
It is expensive at the moment, yes. But I think we all need to be thinking about how to make construction less carbon hungry. I think building buildings at the moment is a deeply unsustainable project for many buildings, not for this one. This one is a fantastic example, but we do need to move to much more sustainable methods for building. And as with so many things, the more places that can do it, the cheaper the mechanisms and the materials become. That's what we need to be working towards.
And Dan, how do you feel about the fact that this building is in this competition? What do you feel about it?
Feel immensely proud from being someone who worked on the acquisition of the site and the development of the building and have grown up in and around the community which it supports. I think it is a remarkable building from a number of elements. It represents an awful lot of the positive elements that exist within English society, not least of which its sustainable nature. So I think that the community of Cambridge and the Muslim community in Cambridge should be immensely proud of what's been achieved.
And Lucy, what's your favourite aspect of it?
I love the structural trees. I think they're really beautiful as part of the main structure inside. I also love that in Cambridge, there's a wonderful balance between them and the fan vaulting in King's College, which is a similar building built for worship many hundreds of years before. And I love that sense of kind of this is a new building built for worship, but also very much part of Cambridge and very important for Cambridge.
That's a very interesting point, isn't it, given the phenomenal architecture in Cambridge, famous globally, of course. Dan, in terms of what you learn from this for housing and buildings that already exist, can you translate anything that you've learned from this project to, you know, redevelopment?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm privileged to have been involved in a number of schemes for the Oxbridge colleges over the last 20 years, where obviously retrofit and retrofitting features to buildings, particularly grade one and grade two star listed buildings, is challenging. So we've been exploring different options for inputting new technologies into those buildings. I think retrofitting is going to be absolutely vital going forward to make sure we hit our sustainability and energy targets. What I would say is the best test bed for new technologies is new build construction. So where we have the opportunity, such as the Cambridge Mosque, to implement a holistic approach where we're looking at different, whether it be the materials that are in the building, the air source heat pumps that are on the roof, how they work together can then be translated into understanding what is efficiently and what can effectively be put in place on existing building stock.
Dan Thomas, Lucy Nethingsa, thank you both very much for your time this evening. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One of the contenders there for the Reba Sterling Prize. There will be live coverage of the awards ceremony here on the BBC News Channel next Thursday, the 14th of October.